TED Audio Collective.
When we think about tech and tech entrepreneurs, we tend to think about places like Berlin, London, San Francisco, Singapore, and Shanghai, cities and urban areas where tech is built and woven into the fabric of daily life. But tech innovation doesn't exist just in cities. As coder, writer, and author of Blockchain Chicken Farm, Xiaowei Wang explains in their 2021 talk, innovation also happens in rural areas, improving farming, boosting livelihoods, and connecting rural business owners to consumers all over the world.
This show is brought to you by Schwab. With Schwab Investing Themes, it's easy to invest in ideas you believe in, like artificial intelligence, big data, robotic revolution, and more. Choose from over 40 themes. Buy as is or customize the stocks in a theme to fit your goals. Learn more at schwab.com/thematic investing.
You're growing a business and you can't afford to slow down. If anything, you could probably use a few more hours in the day. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate, no coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
AI is making waves in every field it touches. President Biden is now on TikTok, and the election draws closer each day. With so much going on in the world, it is hard to keep up with it all, let me tell you. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdal, the co-host of Make Me Smart. It's a podcast from Marketplace. And every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I break down the latest in business and the economy with short daily episodes to make it easy for you to stay in the know. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
So what you're seeing here are pearl ponds in rural Zhejiang. And on the day that I visited, the owner of these ponds was surprised that anyone outside of her town, let alone the pearl farming business, would want to know more about these ponds. 70% of the world's pearls are cultured and produced here. And so each of these mussels, they contain 40 to 50 pearls. And the higher end ones are taken out, sold as jewelry, and the lower end pearls are actually extracted, put into smaller oysters, vacuum sealed, preserved in formaldehyde, and shipped off all the way to places like rural Indiana for online pearl parties, where thousands of people sit watching these oysters being cracked open in real time. Online pearl parties are truly an internet-enabled phenomena, growing out of platforms like Facebook and Instagram, because on the internet, no one can tell just how bad these oysters smell. When we think of tech, we often think of cities, places like San Francisco or Shenzhen, where tech is built and visibly part of everyday life. Rarely do we think of the countryside, and when we do, it's as a place that's lacking tech, that's lacking digital media literacy, and we see the rural as backward. Yet, the pearl-producing towns of Zhejiang and places in rural Indiana where online pearl parties flourish, they don't just exist as an afterthought, waiting to become cities one day. As online pearl parties show, rural China and rural America are connected in unexpected ways, and these connections need to be more than ones of economic growth. There's numerous stories like this. whether it's rural families manufacturing for online lifestyle brands in the US, or influencers in rural China cashing in by making live stream videos of themselves pulling noodles, eating chili peppers, picking tea, and my favorite, hunting bamboo rats. There's whole pockets of e-commerce, whether on Amazon or Taobao, that are sourced from rural manufacturers in China, made by families. So this one family workshop that I visited was fairly typical, with a husband and wife making Halloween costumes for export, while the 90-year-old matriarch looked on, sifting through plastic packaging for shipping. And across the US and China, I've seen similar dynamics. Rural areas becoming home to data centers, e-commerce warehouses, rare earth mines. And also top-down entrepreneurship initiatives, like this free-range chicken farmer that I met, who is using chicken biometrics tracking and blockchain to improve supply chain transparency. At a larger scale, rural areas are connected through global market forces, whether it's soybeans grown in Brazil, shipped all the way to industrial hog farms in southern China, or America's biggest pork player, Smithfield, being acquired by a Chinese pork company. And even the process of hog farming itself is becoming high tech. NetEase, one of the world's largest online gaming companies, now has its own hog farms, and Alibaba, the internet giant, is now partnering with farms to use AI and computer vision in order to create a highly optimized pig. Because the idea being, AI and computer vision will help scale up pork production to an unprecedented level, meeting the demands of a rising middle class. So what happens when tech and the countryside intersect? Well, in my travels, I've talked to owners of large farms who see their work as one of inputs, outputs, land value, and land ownership. I've also talked to small farmers who frame their work as one of ecology and stewardship, that their land is a place of relations. It's exactly this ecological framing that reminds us that to see and understand the countryside is a crucial part of moving towards a more livable future for everyone. Because the tech that we imagine as urbanites to be solutions, things like online coding classes for farmers, or, you know, factory work in cities, all of these are still framed as one-way relationships with tech supposedly benefiting rural areas. But when we think of something like AI farming pigs at an unprecedented scale, or small farmers turning their land into pearl ponds, it's not because tech has found a solution. These small farmers turn their land into pearl ponds because they can't compete at a global scale against industrial farms who are using automation, chemicals, and pesticides. So tracing these moments in rural tech reveal how so much of the technology we do build centers our consumption and our entertainment in cities. Besides, some of the most thoughtful, careful innovation is not happening in a place like Silicon Valley or San Francisco, but in places outside of it. Like Yangguang, a rice farming village 4 hours outside of Guangzhou. For years, the local agricultural bureau had worked with farmers to implement chemical fertilizers, chemical pesticides, industrial farm machinery. And so they did this, and they noticed a decline in their soil quality under these modern protocols. So the villagers took things into their own hands. So they do rice farming, and rice farming is mountain terraced. So it's a form of natural irrigation with water flowing from top to bottom. The village changed their governance structure so that stewardship of the rice paddies would change every few years via a lottery system, which also meant you wouldn't have contiguous paddies. So if you sprayed pesticides or dammed off water at the top, you might be affecting yours or your neighbor's paddy lower down. They also started practicing organic farming and building their own farm machinery with the help of local blacksmiths. They also started selling their rice online. And while tech helped this village steward their land, it was really people, not tech, at the helm of decision-making. And so it's exactly this approach, without boundaries, without ambitions to scale, that reminds us of the humility in innovation, its ability to change political and social structures. We have to see the tech that we build as affecting a set of relations, ecologies, and environments, because innovation in this village is literally an ecosystem, one that doesn't scale across thousands of users, but across the spectrum of time, regenerating the soil and community ties from one planting season to the next. And for that, you don't need a legion of engineers, millions of users, or VC funding. Thank you.
Support for TED Tech comes from Odoo. What is Odoo? Well, Odoo is an all-in-one management software with apps for every business need. Odoo has apps for CRM, accounting, sales, HR, inventory, manufacturing, and everything in between. And they're all-in-one, easy-to-use software. And the best part about Odoo? All Odoo apps are integrated, helping you get things done faster and more efficiently. So when you think about business, think Odoo. To learn more, visit odoo.com/tedtech. That's odoo.com/tedtech.